Blog Talk Radio. down with the sickness from Disturbed, one of the classic Disturbed songs, and they got plenty of great songs, obviously. And of course, a little intro as usual, the usual intro for a Hard Hits Friday night live. This is the Hard Hits Network. I am your host, Derek Felix, and it is a Friday night sports podcast. We've got about 54 minutes to play with, and the usual introduction. Good evening to everybody out there. It's July 20th here, 2018, for 2018 July 20th show, Staten Island, New York City. Real nice night, actually. It was my mom's birthday. It was our mom's birthday yesterday, July 19th. We went out to dinner tonight. Had some Japanese food at a nice little spot called Three Guys. Nice spot, actually. Went there with my brother and her, and we had some good Japanese food. Although I take the spicy soup might have did it yet. But I like spicy. I like my spicy soup, so what can I say? But the salad was good, and so was the sashimi that I had. It was pretty solid. So it was a good night. It was a fun night. And weather is really nice, actually. It's not that humid out. It's cool out. It's like about 70 degrees, and it feels like it's cooler because there's a nice breeze outside. So, but we're going to be getting a lot of rain coming up in the forecast. So, some thunderstorms are going to be coming into this area and supposed to not be letting up for a while. So, I like summer storms though. So we'll see. But speaking of storms, there might be some storms heading to the Bronx. First game back from the All-Star break, the Yankees lose to the New York Mets in the first game of the Subway Series, 7-5 at Yankee Stadium, or as I call it, the Palace, because it's not the real Yankee Stadium, or the not true Yankee Stadium, but they lose 7-5. What it really boils down to is this. The Yankees do not have, quote-unquote, reliable fourth and fifth starters right now. Sonny Gray has been a disaster. I understand that he pitched well against Baltimore, but they're the Orioles, and he always pitches well in Baltimore. And I don't trust Sonny Gray. And that's been a terrible trade. And Cashman's made a lot of great moves, but that was not one of them. Some guys just can't pitch here. And Domingo Germán needs to be Domingo Germán. So there it is. Domingo Germán needs to be Domingo Germán because he can't pitch anymore. He had a little stretch where he was pitching well and he's striking out batters. I think the last time he faced the Mets, he struck out 8 or 9. But when I heard what the Mets lineup was going to be, Francesa show, from always providing the lineups, and I heard who was in the Mets lineup. Of course, Cespedes came off the DL, and I was just like, this is not going to be pretty. They're going to light him up. They're going to light him up. And the whole matchup with Domingo Germán against Syndergaard, even though Noah Syndergaard wasn't exactly dominant, but did a good job. And once again, the Yankees can't get runs in, despite the fact that they had a bunch of hits and had a bunch of they left basically a village on the bases, and that's the Yankees when it comes to running in scoring position. And that's why I don't think this Yankee team is a championship caliber team. I really don't. I don't feel that way anymore about it. They don't hit in clutch situations. They don't get runners in. They don't move runners over. They're too much of a station team, and they rely too much on their home run ball, and I don't care how many home runs they have. If they break the record, so be it. Who cares? I mean, you got to be able to get runs in. You got to be able to manufacture runs. And I understand they came back. They came back and made it 6-5 and made it interesting late. Neil Walker, I guess his former team, I think had a two-run double, and I believe it was Didi Gregorius with a two-run double. But the Yankees would only get an extra run on a standing RBI groundout, 6-5. The Mets tacked on an RBI sac fly in the ninth inning. And interestingly enough, Robert Gazelman, went a second inning after he came in the eighth, and he got the save. And he did a nice job there. He did walk Neil Walker. Walker had a good at bat. Bird battled. That was a good at bat, actually. Bird battled Gazelman to lead off the inning. Bird had, I think, one hit and five or six plate appearances. But eventually grounded out into that shift. And the final out was made by Brett Gardner. It was the tying run. He grounded into the shift for an easy force out at second. So, and the New York Mets take the first game, this final Subway Series between the Mets and Yankees. The Yankees went into Queens and took 2-of-3 there. Now, it might be the Mets' turn. And given the pitching matchups, it would not shock me if the Mets won the series. You know, there's a disadvantage and there's an advantage to doing things like holding your best pitchers back because you got the Red Sox coming up, as the Yankees do after the series. I understand the Red Sox. I understand all that. But I think you have to throw your best guys regardless, because you think you might be saving them, but you might be doing Boston a favor. They might be doing Boston a favor because it just gives Boston a chance to pick up even more ground before they face each other. And so I just don't see the logic in this move, to be honest. Severino not going to pitch until the Boston series, and CC not going to pitch for a while either. And I'm not really buying it. I'm not seeing the logic in this move. And Domingo Germán needs to be Domingo Germán. And Gazelman threw like 47 or 48 pitches and got the save, his fifth save. And I'll just go back to that for a second, skate back to that. It's pretty obvious that Gazelman is the next best closer. And it's pretty obvious that Jury's Familia is on the outs. He's on the way out. So it's fairly obvious that he might be getting traded. So, and he just sat in the bullpen, never got up, never warmed up. He just sat there, and then he was just talking to his catcher that warmed him up and just gripping the baseball with his fastball grip and just sat there. And he looked very comfortable. And the Mets, it's probably the right move for the Mets to make. He might not be the Familia of two, 3 years ago, but he certainly throws hard enough. He's not just a fastball pitcher. He could also mix in the a curve or slider and off speed. So, you know what? I'm going to make another prediction. And it didn't dawn on me, but if he really is available, and I think he is in his last year of his contract, I'll just call it like I see it. I've predicted Asdrubal Cabrera will be a Red Sox, and I'm sticking with that. I'm predicting now also, I believe that the Astros will trade for Jury's Familia. It makes a lot of sense. Their bullpen sucks, and they need another guy, a hard throw. And they might need a guy to close games, considering what recently happened. So, with their closer, they devoted. So, because he's a catcher taker. So I think Jury's Familia could be going to the Astros. So that's another Derek Felix prediction that you could hold me to. I'm one for one so far. I said Brett Hand on my podcast would be going to the Indians. And the next day, not even 24 hours later, like maybe 12, 13 hours later, Brett Hand was sent to the Indians in a 3-player deal with another reliever, with the Indians shoring up their bullpen. And the Padres landing a top prospect in Francisco Mejia, catcher/outfielder prospect with power. So I'm also predicting that Asdrubal Cabrera will become a Red Sox. And the Red Sox, just a note for you, Brock Holt, who has been playing some second base for Boston, left that game tonight. So that might even speed up the process, speed up some talks of acquiring Asdrubal Cabrera, because who the heck knows if Dustin Pedroia has anything left or if he'll be back, or when he'll be back. But Esdrubal Cabrera acquiring from the Mets makes a lot of sense, unless they go after Whit Merrifield, who's a little younger, has got a little more speed, and nice player for the Royals, and I don't think the Royal Crown are intent on keeping him because he's a little older, even though he's very, very solid, I will say. So those are your candidates. I think it will be Esdrubal Cabrera. And now I believe that Jerry Sevilla will be traded to the Astros. So we're making some predictions. We're having some fun. You know, why not? I mean, it's a hard hit sports night. It's the network with Derek Felix. The Flex is in the house here. The number, if anybody's interested in calling in or listening or not extinct, is the 424-675-8226 if you want to get in. And I do see a familiar number actually on the line right now. And apparently there was a rare occurrence that is taking place right now in the Vegas area. Yes, believe it or not, Vegas is not dry right now, and it's not over 100 degrees. So I think that our guest here will want to shed some light on this rare, strange occurrence that's taking place out west. Let's bring him in. He is the one and only stat master, heart beating faster and faster. Don't put him out, the pastor. He is a master blaster. The one and only JPG John Gianorio is on with us from a closet in Vegas. Good evening.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's 101 degrees and very dry.
Now, that might be the case. Maybe it is. But apparently there was also some rain recently. Was there like a storm that hit earlier?
I got a warning on my phone, but I don't think it hit here.
Well,
unfortunately
for you, it did not hit where you are. But
unfortunately for me, wow.
I want you to go through this. I have footage here of Colorado River or Spencer Street with lots of water flowing and cars going through like sailboats. How nice. This is very nice to see. And I've got other pictures of rain just falling and flying everywhere. This was an hour ago.
You seem very enthusiastic about
that. I am very enthusiastic, and I'm very dramatic, as you know, and tragic. But apparently there was a flash flood warning. Did you get the flash flood warning?
I did.
Well, you missed it. You missed out.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I don't think I'll ever recover for ours.
Why would you recover? I mean,
the sadness.
Sadness and July madness and badness.
That's right. All of these things are true.
As the New York Yankees lose to the New York Metropolitan 7-5 in a game that saw the Yankees leave a village on the base pass. It's a good thing I didn't see the game until the ninth inning because I was out for Japanese food with the birthday mom.
Nice. Happy birthday to Mrs. Felix for your birthday.
Thank you very much. We'll definitely wish it. And the JNF was there as well. And Master Blasters. A lot of Master Blasters, man. So, I saw the pitching matchup, and if you missed it earlier, Domingo Herman needs to be Domingo Hergon. That's my new swan song. So
you're the new Jerome, basically, is what you're telling
so
me.
So until Domingo Herman is Domingo Hergon, the Yankees back at the end of their rotation is going to suffer. So especially with not so sunny Gray, who can't pitch against anybody. And, yep, it's going to happen. So, as I speculated, with Jerry Sevilla not coming into the ninth inning to close, with Gazelman closing out the Yankees, going into a second inning, and Familia sitting very comfortably, he is going to be getting traded. So Jerry Familia is close to being traded. I have predicted, and I can't believe I didn't think about this sooner, JPG. I believe that Jerry Familia will become a new member of the Astros because they need a closer. So it seems to make sense, and I believe that is what's going to happen. So we'll see.
Yeah, that'd be solid for yours.
It would be. That could be 2 for 2.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if he wants any Mets players, but.
Well, I mean, obviously Familia, he has 17 saves of the year, has been a little more inconsistent after coming back from the injury. May not be as consistent or dominant as he was in 2015, but he is a proven guy that could finish games. That doesn't just rely on the fastball to 96, 97 on the gun. Also has that little off speed. So for the Astros don't have a bullpen, JPG. So in a lot of ways, it would make sense. I don't think the Mets are going to trade a guy like that inside their division to like the Phillies. I don't think that would make sense. And I don't think he would go to the Braves. And you know what? I will throw a second candidate out there that I could see the Mets making the trade with. The Los Angeles Dodgers need another relief catcher. They need an arm.
Everyone is going to be a Dodger, so this makes sense.
So if it's not the Astros, the Dodgers would be the secondary team, the second team.
Second team, and they're the rivals of the original second team. So you should be very excited about this.
Well, I'm not really all that excited. You know what doesn't excite me? The fact that they decided to pitch Domingo Germán tonight after the All-Star break and hold off on pitching their top guns until the Red Sox series, which will allow the Red Sox to gain even more ground and let the Mets, who got Cespedes back, to probably take 2 of 3 at least this weekend and put the Yankees even further back.
Sounds very negative.
Yeah, it does. But you know what? So be it. So be it. I just don't see the point in holding off. I understand they want to give Severino a little bit of a blow, but the Yankees starting rotation is not what I would call dominant anyway, you know? So, but well, we shall see.
Didn't Severino pitch in the All-Star game, though?
He pitched one inning. He threw one 12th inning and had 2 strikeouts.
Is it really that important that he plays against the Mets?
When I looked at the Mets lineup today, I was like, well, they're going to smoke Domingo Germán. And Domingo Germán, once again, was Germán in less than 4 innings.
I thought Cespedes was back to being terrible again.
Yeah, but Cespedes is now playing first base for the New York Mets, apparently.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That wasn't predictable.
Well, I mean, they have Michael Conforto, and they have a couple other guys out in the outfield that can play. Bless you. That can play. Bless you. So, I think, you know, it's probably the right thing to do. So,
how much money is he making again?
Too much money. Oh, that's right. He didn't have to play first base, but he DH'd. That's right. They played in an AL ballpark. But he is willing to play first base.
Oh, he's willing. He's willing. Wow. What a
guy.
He's
willing. But Jay Bruce, oh, that's right. Jay Bruce is on the DL anyway. So Cespedes will not have to play first right away. They could play Wilmer Flores or whoever else they want to play at first. The Mets lineup gets a lot better when you add Cespedes into it. And of course, he hit a home run. He hit what looked like a Yankee Stadium home run. A high, like, arcing fly ball, JPG, that it looked like it was either going to go foul or maybe Brett Gardner was going to have a play and maybe make the catch at the wall. But what ended up happening is it hit the foul pole, and the left field foul pole, and wound up being a home run. So Cespedes came back, and I had a feeling he would hit a home run, and he hit a home run. And here's the thing. Noah Syndergaard was the pitcher, and he got his sixth win. It's crazy to think that Noah Syndergaard has more wins. We have another call, actually. I don't know who this is, actually. It's a weird 973 number. I'm sorry. I didn't check the switchboard, but I'll put you through right now, and I'm sorry. It's hard at the network, so 973 from New Jersey. You're on the line with Hardheads.
I may be an oddball, but I'm not weird. I'm actually a new caller, but I heard about your show through the Blog Talk site. So I thought I'd check it out. Yes.
Wow. All right. So what is your name, sir?
The name is, lose the name, and Sports Talk is my game.
That sounds almost too good to be true, doesn't it, JPG?
I know. Newcomer to your show, but a newcomer to talk radio? No.
Well, you've done some stuff before.
2.5 years I've been in this racket, yes.
What did you want to talk about?
Well, I did see Celentine's Yankee-Mets game, and much to my dismay, of course, the Mets got one. But you know what? I think the problem is, you know, I said this on the show that, you know, sometimes it takes only one player out of a lineup that can change the whole outcome. Because right now, I think they're desperately missing Torres, and he's been a big help to the Yankee lineup, you know, through the first half of the season. And I think they're going to struggle a little bit without him.
No, I definitely agree. Gleyber makes a huge difference. You know why he makes such a difference, Lou? Is that he can make contact with the ball. He doesn't have to hit home runs. He's young. He's got those young legs. He plays an outstanding second base. Nothing against the other guys, but and I know Neil Walker actually drove in 2 runs tonight. But let's face it, and you could put Gleyber anywhere in that lineup. And I guarantee some of those runners on base are coming around to score. So I definitely feel you on that. I mean, and I'll say it right here. I think Gleyber already is the best hitter on this team, a team that doesn't have one 300 hitter, which is pretty scary to think. So,
Would you put him for candidate rookie of the year?
He would be the leading candidate. I mean, he right now. And I had a feeling this was going to happen. Everybody assumed that he was going to be ready for the series. But
right.
I just figured, you know what they're going to do? They're going to hold him out, and he's going to come back for the Red Sox series. And so he's going to do a rehab assignment.
Right.
So I think it starts tomorrow. So I think maybe he comes back for the Boston series. So they want to make sure.
Yeah.
Because, look, he had an injury last year. But they might even hold him off until later next week. They want to make sure this kid, who's only 21, 22 years old, 22 tops, they want to make sure that he's totally ready. All right? Because you don't want to rush him back. There's no doubt about it. But this team has problems. They have issues. You know, as good as this lineup is, they are predictable. They have problems getting runners in when they're on base, especially in scoring. Just tonight, they were 2-for-13. And I think before their little rally, which happened in the eighth inning, I wasn't around to see that. They were 0 for their first 11 before in the scoring position. They left 14
on base. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and Sanchez just returned. He left 6 on base. He did get a hit later and scored a run, but, you know, obviously they need Gary Sanchez to be a little more productive. I am not really sure why Gary Sanchez batted 6 tonight. It's because Syndergaard pitching, I mean, Syndergaard only went 5 innings. Hicks could bat anywhere. But I think I want Gary Sanchez batting either 3, 4, or 5 in that lineup. And Greg Bird should not be batting 7th either. So if you want to say it strengthens the bottom of the order, Lou, by all means, I will agree. But I want to have a traditional lineup, though. So
yes, of course.
That's where I stand on it. So, I mean, now, tomorrow's matchup, I know Matt is going for the Mets. He's pitched solid. So the Yankees got to him last time. And who is pitching tomorrow for the Yankees? Don't tell me it's Sonny Gray. I think I'll be sick. Is it Sonny Gray?
I'll let you know in a minute. I'm afraid you're right, too. I think in the trade deadline they have to get rid of Gray.
Well,
and
I'll tell you what.
You don't want to know who's pitching tomorrow. I'll give you another clue. You don't want to know.
I don't want to know. All right, we know.
You don't want
to know. So we know it's not Sevy. We know it's not CC, obviously.
Let's put it this way. If the skies aren't sunny, they are
gray.
Yeah,
the forecast is gray.
So
I'll say this again. Until Domingo Germán is Domingo Germán,
yeah,
the Yankees bottom of their end of their rotation is going to struggle, especially when you have Domingo Germán and you have not so sunny gray skies. So you may as well get Bobby Valentine in disguise to take them down, because that's problematic. That is problematic with the Mets getting back sets for this. The number is 424-675-8226, and we did lose John Gianorio in Vegas. Maybe that rainstorm that he said didn't hit his area of Vegas finally hit. I'm hoping. Here's hoping. Because he's always complaining. Complaining about the heat.
I got a bit of interest here in case you want to know. Bottom of the fifth, Astros are the Angels 3-0, and the Astros are working on a no-hitter right now.
Who is pitching that game?
Right now, Kershaw is pitching for the Astros.
Keuchel. Okay. Yeah, the former Cy Young Award winner. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Mets are working on a trade involving Jeurys Familia,
right,
which is not a surprise, especially when Gonzalman came out for the second inning. Familia was just like hanging out with his catcher, and they were just like shooting the breeze. And it's just like he's got his fastball grip, and they're just having fun. And at that point, I'm like, all right, so he's getting traded. I predict the Astros, because they obviously need a guy like that, especially with what happened with the disaster that happened recently. Their bullpen's pretty weak. If not them, then the Dodgers are looking for another arm to help set up Jansen. I would say those are the likely destinations. You have a prediction on that, if you want to add?
Repeat that again.
I think that Familia will wind up with the Astros. And if not the Astros, then the Dodgers. Because everybody has to have
good choice.
Dodger.
Yeah. Well, the Dodgers already got somewhere. I don't think they're going to go with the Dodgers. I think they'll go with the Astros.
I go with the Astros. Yeah, you're going with the Astros also. So I'm also predicting, I think, that especially with the Red Sox hole at second base and Jordan Nunez not being what he was last year, and Brock Holt actually leaving tonight's game after one at bat. And I predicted this already last night on the Alkaline Show. I think that they'll trade for Asdrubal Cabrera. He would be a solid get for them at second base. He's having an excellent year for the Mets, and he's in his final year of his contract. So with the 17 home runs and what's he got, like 56 RBIs, I think that would be a good get for them. And if not him, then I think then I say Whit Merrifield, who is probably not going to stay a Royal. So, but I think Cabrera would be the better fit. And the Red Sox did shut out behind David Price, who can't pitch against the Yankees, but apparently one run was enough against the Tigers in Detroit, and Kimbrel locks down his 31st save in a 1-0 shutout. So it's now a 5.5 game lead for Boston. And, yeah, I mean, if Price can pitch against several teams, then that's okay, I guess, for them. But I wouldn't trust him in the October. He's never been good in October. But it is true that Brock Holt did leave tonight's game and was replaced by a guy by the name of Lynn. No relation to Jeremy, by the way. No relation to Jeremy, but
okay, good enough.
List this name. Sue Wei Lin, apparently. Sue Wei or Sue Wei Lin, a 24-year-old, took the place and got one hit and three at-bats. And unless he turns into whatever Jeremy Lin, I'm pretty sure the Red Sox are going to get a second baseman.
Yeah, so, the short-lived phenomenon.
Do you do any shows on yourself? Are you doing shows?
Yes, I do. It's on another network, though, although it is Blog Talk, but it is on another service. In fact, I have quite a few. Well, first of all, are you in the Eastern time zone?
I'm in the East Coast. I'm in New York City.
Okay, so. Good. All right. I have a show tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. to 8 p.m., called the Enhanced Sports Show.
Mm-hmm.
I handle almost everything in world sports. I don't really do kayaking or windsurfing or stuff like that, but I handle like all the major sports, baseball, football, basketball, hockey, even MLS soccer. And if there's any like majors in golf, I take care of that too, like tomorrow, of course. So if you got time between 6 and 8, call 929-477-3688. I also do a hockey show, but that's only for,
the hockey
that's only
show.
For
members. How long is the hockey show?
Only a half hour, but we're not starting until August.
Well, I mean, I could talk hockey pretty much all year. I'm a big hockey guy, but there's really not a lot going on right now. You know, so.
Oh, I beg to differ. There's been a lot of talk on trades. There's been a few shakeups. There's even a report, of course, on coaches bailing out and a few unnecessary stories, you know, about a goaltender who drowned in a swimming pool. So there's been a lot of off-season news.
All right, so I'm going to update you on a couple of things here since I have you on, and it sounds like you have some excellent stuff there. I got my wish. Domingo Germán is Domingo Germán. He was just optioned to Wilkes-Barre Scranton. So he got optioned. So I guess the Yankees are going to have to do something there, whether they have to do decide to make a trade or they decide to call somebody else up. And, there might be another team in play for Jeurys Familia. Apparently, the Oakland Athletics, according to Jane Lee from MLB, she covers Oakland, there is some dialogue between Oakland and the Mets involving Jeurys Familia, but also indicates that other teams could still be involved. So I want to update you on that, okay? And Ken Rosenthal does confirm that Familia is on the verge of getting traded to an unknown team. But Jane Lee covers the Oakland Athletics, and it sounds like there is some interesting dialogue going on. So there you go. Hey, you know, sometimes when you're on Twitter, you could find a lot of good things. You know, I follow a number of people in here. All right, but I am on there. I'm at New York Puck, as in PUCK, obviously, in New York.
Of course.
And
my show is called Shut the Puck Up. So how do you like that?
Are you serious with that?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
I'll end with you though. I did not come with that name myself. I inherited the show from somebody else.
Well, I think that's terrific. All right, but
I wish I did come with that answer, but sadly, I did not.
Hey, I want you to pass out that number one more time, and I'll take down the number so I could keep it as a reference and maybe
Certainly.
Call you. What is it? Again?
Certainly, 929.
Okay.
477.
Got it.
3688. 8.
Okay, 929-477-3688, correct?
Hi, George, I think he's got it.
And what's the name of your show?
The Enhanced Sports Show.
Okay. And you said that you're going to have one between 6 and 8 tomorrow night, all right?
That's right, through the end of August, and then I'm moving to Monday nights.
Okay. And you're
Lou,
right?
Actually,
correct.
See, I'm filling in for someone who isn't able to be with them right now, but they're going to be back to their own show in September, I'm moving to my own show Monday nights.
That's good. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, so I just want to make sure I make a note of that before I let you go. I want to thank you, obviously,
great.
for being part of this, and definitely appreciate the phone call. Real good to talk Yankee baseball and talk about your show as well and plug your show and give you a free plug
there,
all right? Well, I appreciate it, Lou. You enjoy your rest of your evening, okay? We'll be talking.
All right, hope I hear you tomorrow night.
You got it, buddy. Have a good one.
Thanks.
And that was Lou. I guess we'll call him Sweet Lou, like Lou Fidella there. Definitely a very interesting character there. Interesting character, and and he's got his own show there, the Enhanced Sports Show. So we'll definitely be checking it out. Maybe we'll put a call in. We'll be talking some puck in August as well. So we've still got about 20 minutes or so to talk here, and this is primarily a baseball show, I didn't consider that Oakland would actually have interest, but if they really are serious about chasing down that second wild card, which the Mariners are obviously lead, I think they were up by about 4 or 4.5 games, why not? I think they should go for it. They certainly could add payroll. And it makes a lot of sense for them to go out there and try to compete. Why not? I thought they would be good. I didn't think they'd be this good, but they are better than I thought. They're better than the Angels. They are the one team that looks like a threat, to the Mariners for that wild card. So, and look, I don't really try to get ahead of anything in terms of what's going to happen with the matchups and what's going to happen in October. The Yankees are 62-34. They are 28 games over 500. So they're still very comfortably in playoff position and doesn't look like they're going to be winning the AL East. I think the Red Sox just have a better team and better roster. They've got better hitting, too. And there is a no-hitter. That's something that Lou did update us on the AM Sports Radio Show. And so the no-hitter is being thrown by Dallas Keuchel. They are entering the bottom of the sixth inning in Los Angeles, the city of Los Angeles, City of Angels. And Dallas Keuchel has thrown 5 no-hit innings, and he's only thrown 60 pitches. So he's in good shape right now. Dallas Keuchel has not had a Dallas Keuchel kind of year, but Dallas Keuchel in position right now to possibly he's still got another 4 innings to go here. So what we can do maybe is we can put on MLB Network, because I'm sure they are tracking it, and lo and behold, they are. And we've got MLB Network on here, and Dallas Keuchel is on the mound right now as he's facing Martin Maldonado, the catcher, light-hitting catcher. He's got him 0-2 right now. So we'll give you a little play-by-play here since we've got nothing else better to do. Keuchel into the wind here, kicks the 0-2. It's down low. It was a curve that dropped out of the strike zone, taken by Maldonado. He's got 63 pitches right now, so that's where we are. I think that Lou's point about Labor is just right on. Here is Keuchel's 1-2, and that is a line drive right at the shortstop. Okay, we'll have him play perfectly. So right at the shortstop, and that's got to be Correa out there, I would think. So you know, good line drive, but it was played perfectly. And that's one away. So that's now it's now another out recorded by Mr. Keuchel, as he looks to if he can get through this inning, then you have to take this pretty seriously. See what happens here. He's now facing Blash, a guy that I've not heard much of, but 0-for-1 on the night is Jabari Blash. He's just been recalled. He had 23 home runs, the most of any player in AAA this year for Salt Lake. So this guy's got some power, and obviously a guy that they recalled. He takes a high fastball, checks his swing. It's 1-1. So 91 mile an hour fastball, just about 6 inches top above. So the 1-1, swing and a miss at a beautiful bending curveball on that outside par that just dropped down. Just a terrific usage right there. And Keuchel is a very crafty guy. He's not a guy that's going to overpower you. Here is the 1-2. The 1-2 is outside. He tried to spot that off speed way outside. So he tried to get him to chase, and he did not chase. So the score is 3-0 Astros in this game on MLB tonight. A little bit of extra coverage here. The 2-2 is a fastball high. So it's now a full count. A full count here. Dallas Keuchel has walked one batter. And I think that's the only base runner that they have, the Angels. Here is that 3-2 pitch. So 3-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out. He struck him out on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball right at the belt on the inside half. Excellent pitch by Keuchel. He reached back for a little something, and too close to take. It was right at that belt. Probably, yeah, that's too close to take. So he swung and missed. I thought he was going to go with the curve. He went with the fastball. So now it is Fletcher hitting here, the third baseman. This is David Fletcher. David Fletcher had just recently been recalled. He's got the walk. So David Fletcher, a 24-year-old shortstop, swings and misses. So it's now a 1-1 count with two outs here in this sixth inning. Dallas Keuchel looking to get through the six with still his no-hitter intact. The 1-1 pitch. And that's a line drive, but it's going to come right to the right fielder. And Mr. George Springer puts it away. Actually, not Springer, but J.J. Redick was back. Redick puts it away, squeezes it, and they're through six innings now. And Keuchel is still without a hit, still has not allowed a hit through six against the Angels as they go to the top half of the seventh. Astros lead it 3-0. So I'm just keeping you updated on some other scores. The Giants with the RBI, they take a 5-1 lead on the Oakland Athletics. So Oakland A's, who need to be winning games, and they had been hot, 20 of 24 coming in, have struggled tonight. And right now, it's just Derek Felix flying solo here on the Hard Hits Network as we talk baseball. Just going to give a little update here on the British Open, because the British Open is halfway through. The British Open, just to let you know and by the way, Manny Machado's Dodgers debut, he got on base four times, two singles, two walks, and a flyout. So he reached base four times, and Manny Machado now leading to forever Dodger blue. So the British Open, as we take a look, I know that Phil and Tiger both were able to make the cut. And right now it's Kisner. Kisner was minus one in round two. He is tied with Zach Johnson. Zach Johnson shot. He shot a 68 and minus four. That's pretty damn good round. So he's minus. They're tied at minus six. Guys, a lot of guys that I've never heard of. Perez, Scheffele are both minus five, along with Fleetwood. So we'll see if we have any other familiar names. Finau is minus four. This leaderboard is very close. Jordan Spieth, by the way, was also a 68 today, minus four. He is minus three, so he's only three strokes back entering Saturday. Ricky Fowler, minus two. He's minus three as well, three under. Let's see if we have any others, any other familiar names. Mickelson was two under today, and he's even for the tournament. So six strokes back. Tiger Woods is even. He was even par for the second straight day, a 72, and even for the tournament, six strokes back. It doesn't look like Dustin Johnson made the cut. So, yeah, I told you, he had a very rough first round. So, yeah, let's look at some of the guys that did not make the cut here. As we are in between what is a no-hit try here right now for Dallas Keuchel, if you informed. Dustin Johnson was plus one and plus six, so he was cut. The cutoff, by the way, was four over. That was the cutoff. So, but at least both Phil and Tiger are still alive. But not like I'm expecting either to make it. I think Jordan's obvious Spieth will make a charge, obviously. And looks like Kisner's going to hang around here and be in contention for this thing, along with Kuchar, another guy. So that's your update on that situation. So we'll see. And this could be followed on NBC. The fourth number is 424-675-8226. Only another 7 minutes. This is just an hour live sports podcast. Didn't really get to do a lot else as far as the baseball concerning is, but I did talk about the Yankees having their problems with runners left on base and with stranding runners and not doing well on runners in scoring position, and that was again the case tonight, even though they did make it a one-run ball game. But the Mets were able to get that key insurance run, and Gazelman was able to do the job. And it looks like he'll be the new Mets closer once Jerry's familiar is traded. Talk that he could wind up an Oakland Athletic and not an Astro. The A's are in discussions with the New York Mets right now. Other teams are still interested and involved, but Jane Lee, who covers the Oakland Athletics, in a tweet, says that the A's are talking to the Mets right now about a possible trade for Jerry's familiar. Now, their closer is Blake Treinen, who they acquired from the Nats last year, and he was an all-star. So, obviously they would even bolster their bullpen further. I wonder what the Astros are going to do. They need to make some kind of move there, because their bullpen is just a very weak spot. They have an excellent starting rotation. That's obviously a big help to them, but there definitely are concerns when it comes to who's going to close games there. So these are legit questions to ask. Just checking, as I said earlier, updating games. Giants leading the Oakland Athletics 4-1. Pablo Sandoval with a home run. That's number nine for the Panda. The Panthers been a good player, been a productive player, but with number nine, yeah. Been a good player for the Giants this year. He got himself in better shape. Not hitting for that much of an average, 215. He's not really an average hitter, but the fact that he's got the nine home runs, 36 RBIs, and basically a utility. He's playing a utility role, which is what he is at this point of his career. He can play some first. He could play a little bit of second. He could play some third. He's done a nice job. Yeah, I give him a lot of credit. Obviously, Red Sox fans don't want to hear that after how much their team paid him. And he just was terrible and just did not come in any shape. But, yes, I will say that sometimes some players are just better off where they stay. As we look at the Pandas home run, And we'll also look at the sac fly here. So let's just update a little bit on some of these other games. The Indians with a 7-6 lead on the Texas Rangers. They look to go 10 games over 500. And that man, Jose Ramirez, who is looking more and more like an MVP candidate, and he is one of them, hit number 30. His major league leading 30th home run. Jason Kipnis, remember him? He started to hit for the Indians 2-for-4 with his 10th home run and 3 runs knocked in, and they lead by a run in the ninth inning. We'll see if the new bullpen, and Brad Hand, by the way, did give up a run. He gave up a home run in his first outing. That's funny. So we'll see if they can close it down. And Simber came in and pitched 2/3. To get out of further damage. That was the other guy that was acquired from the Padres. So the home run was hit by Mr. Below Mendoza, Joey Gallo. His 23rd home run, as he did take Hand Yard. A guy that's hitting like 180 right now. Hey, he's not as bad as Chris Davis, at least, right? Chris Davis, if he's on for another 5 years, big game also out west, the Diamondbacks with a 6-5 lead on the Rockies. The Diamondbacks right now leading the NL West. And let's update a little further here. The Indians getting a huge insurance run on just some awful defense here. And this is what you love about MLB Network. They got you covered. You know, they're up 8-6 now. What happened was, the center fielder for Texas, he went for a diving catch and he missed. And that allowed the run to come all the way around. And Keuchel right now is taking his warm-ups for the bottom of the seventh inning right now as the Angels come up to bat. And I believe he'll be facing some pretty tough competition this inning. So this should be pretty exciting here. See if he can actually get through this inning because I think I believe a guy by the name of Michael Nelson Trout will be the hitters in this inning, one of the featured hitters for the Angels, the best player in the game, and also Andrelton Simmons. So this is the best part of the order. You got Simmons, Trout, and Justin Upton, and then you have Ohtani if anybody reaches. So Keuchel is ready. Angels have not been no hits. It's Eric Milton, the ex-Yankee, on 9/11/99, September 11th. First pitch is a curveball, 77 miles per hour over the outside part of the plate for a strike. As he faces Andrelton Simmons, who's having an excellent year, the best defensive shortstop in baseball, hitting over 300, 311. The 0-1 is just off the plate, a low fastball just off the plate. Now, 1-1 count. Keuchel here as he looks to continue his domination here. Here comes the 1-1. He's into the wind. And that is a off-speed that's in the dirt. So it's 2-1. And only one base runner for the Angels so far tonight. So Simmons now with the 2-1 count in his favor. That's where we're looking at MLB Network, MLB Live. Here is the 2-1. He's into the line. That is a line drive and right at the left fielder who makes a nice catch. Tucker makes the catch. I think that's Preston Tucker. Goes off. Now, the Angels have hit some line drives. They hit a couple of line drives in the last inning, and that was a low sinking line drive. But Tucker had him play perfect. If he did not, that would have broke up the no-hitter right there. So instead, it's still going. It's up to 6 1/3, and now it's Keuchel versus Trout. He winds, kicks, fastball over the inside part of the plate for a called strike one. Trout on the night is 0-for-2 with a ground out and a foul out. The two-time MVP, the best player in the game. The 0-1. Trout lines it right back to Keuchel. And Keuchel makes the nifty catch. And he's retired. Trout only needed two pitches to do it. So this was a nice pitch because it really jammed him. Trout kind of did him a favor there. That was not a hittable pitch, really. He swung at a pitch that was on the inside that jammed him. And fisted it right to Keuchel for just an easy catch. This was not really, it wasn't hard hit at all. There's a reason why his pitch count is so low. 79 pitches, because he pitches to contact and they're making outs. Here's Upton. Upton lines one over the shortstop, off the glove of Correa, and that's going to end it. So Correa made a leaping attempt, but could not come up with it. And so the no-hitter is gone. He's thinking that he should have had it. He definitely was right there for it. And I thought they were getting close here. This was a curveball, honestly. That should have been caught. He's got his glove on it. I mean, actually, it was not Correa. It was Marwin Gonzalez. So Correa's not even playing. Now, are they giving him an error on that? Are they scoring that an error or a hit? So, I want to apologize. So it's Marwin Gonzalez. It's not Carlos Correa. Did they give him a hit? They're giving him a hit. Wow. I think he should have caught the ball. I mean, he leaped. It hit the webbing of the glove, and he dropped it. It went off the glove and then dropped right behind him. They have scored it a hit right now. So, Ohtani, by the way, is up. Ohtani, a very exciting player. You know, if you're Dallas Keuchel, you got to be pretty disappointed right there. I mean, how often do you get the chance to throw a no-no? And I think Keuchel did throw one, if I'm not mistaken. But did he throw one in October? I'm trying to remember. Well, we know we dominated the Yankees. Watching that, I was hopeless. Right now, they've scored a hit. I'm disappointed. Let's look at this one more time. All right, it's hit hard enough. Obviously, the MLB Network's making the argument that it should have been an error. It's really hard to say. As we are in the overtime, it's 2-2 to Ohtani here. Keuchel has a walk and four strikeouts, and he goes 6 2/3 of no-hit ball up to his 86 pitch that's coming, and he swings and misses as Ohtani strikes him out. So he got Ohtani on a real nice fastball there on the inside half. Right now, no runs, one hit, one man left on. And at the end of 7 innings play, it's the Astros 3 and the Angels zip. And by the way, Keuchel has been pitching a lot better lately. He's after 3-8 record, 4-1-3 and 12 home runs allowed, 13 starts, 4-0 for 2.59 his last 8. So he's picked it up. He's starting to pitch more like Dallas Keuchel. I really wish they didn't score that a hit, but they did. And there's really not much else to say. Since we're in overtime, I'm probably not going to stay on. Got a busy day tomorrow, but a couple of our highlights that I wanted to just, a couple of things I wanted to highlight, the Cubs and Cardinals. The Cubs have been red hot, but they got absolutely destroyed today. Lester did not have it. 18-6, the Cardinals. And Matt Carpenter with a 3-home-run game. So Matt Carpenter has always been a very good player. Doesn't get as much pop as some of the other players, or the other star players. But Matt Carpenter can really hit. And obviously, he's gone from third to first. And he's just one of those guys that when he gets hot, he can hit them in a bunch, and he's been hot, red hot lately. So he hits numbers 21, 22, and 23 as the Cardinals pulverize the Chicago Cubs 18-5. So congratulations to Mac Harbert on his 3-home-run game. A terrific outing for him. For the Cubs, Kyle Schwarber with 2 hits. Chris Bryant with home run number 11 and a solo shot. And Contreras with his 8th home run, but not much else going on. Javier Baez struck out 4 times, so the Golden Sombrero for Javier Baez, so not a good game for him. He did get a hit and scored a run, but left 6 on base and struck out 4 times, so that's not a good performance for him. That Lester gave up 8 earned in only 3 innings. He takes the loss, and his ERA went from like 2.5 to 3.14. Also walked 5 guys in 3 innings. Very uncharacteristic. So not a good game for the Cubs as they take it on the chin as Carpenter knocks in 7 runs. 7 runs, folks. This is even more amazing. Carpenter also had 2 doubles. He has 23 home runs and 30 doubles. That's a terrific season. That is a terrific year. 5-for-5 for Matt Carpenter with 4 runs scored, 3 home runs, numbers 21, 22, 23, 2 doubles, numbers 29 and 30, and 7 runs knocked in. That's outstanding right there. There was also a Dexter Fowler sighting, as Dexter Fowler had a good game today. He had a 2nd straight good game for the Cards after a lot of criticism from the front office, and Tommy Pham hit a home run as well. Pham didn't hit a home run. Pham actually had 3 runs knocked in. The Cards just mauled the Cubs. So as we get ready to wrap up this show, Pirates are 5-0 leaders on the Reds, the Indians 8-6, and Allen is looking to close it out right now. Diamondbacks have extended to an 8-5 lead on the Rockies. The Diamondbacks are 53-44. The Mariners are the second wild card. They are 2-1 up on the White Sox in the bottom of the 7th with the 58-39 record, and they are 19 games over 500. Cody Allen just served up a monster shot to Chirinos, the light-hitting catcher. And then Cody Allen served up a upper tank home run to Joey Gallo. So once again, the Indians bullpen blows it. And Brad Hand was part of that because he gave up a home run to Gallo as well. So Gallo left 2 home runs in 2 innings. I'll tell you, if Joey Gallo learned how to hit for any kind of average, God, can you imagine how lethal he'd be? Before we do go Braves, we're 8-5 winners over the Nats, so they're 53-42. The Phillies hang on to first place in the NL East. They're 54-42 for the 11-5 win. That's going to do it for this show. The Red Sox, like I said, were winners 1-0 with a shutout for David Price, while with Kimbrel getting the sturdy first save. And Dodgers and Manny Machado's first game as a Dodger, they went 6-4 over the Brewers. So the Brewers have now lost 7 in a row. So the Cubs don't lose any ground. The Brewers don't gain any ground. Machado reaching base 4 times. With 2 hits and 2 walks. But that's going to do it for the show. We'll keep you updated if Jerry Familia does get traded, if that does happen, whether it is with the Oakland Athletics, as Jane Lee reported, and that they're in discussions, or if it winds up being another team. But Jerry Familia could be an ex-Met tomorrow, sometime tomorrow. So that could be in the works with it. But tonight, it was the Mets night. They take game one of the Subway Series in the Bronx, 7-5. Cespedes goes yard, and DeVorto knocks in 3 runs, and Gesellman gets the 5th save. It looks like he'll be the new closer for the New York Mets, finally, officially. And Syndergaard gets a 6th win and has more wins somehow than Jacob deGrom. But yeah, that's the best for you. All right, so that's gonna do it for the show. Thanks to John Gianorio for calling in for a little bit. I don't know why he disappeared. Maybe he had something else to do. Well, that's possible. You know, it is a Friday night, and it's he's in Vegas. It's 9 o'clock, so he might have had something else going on. But that's okay. And I want to thank Lou. Lou did a great job from AHAN Sports Radio. We'll check out his show and see how that is. So he's going to be doing a show tomorrow on the Blog Talk Radio from 6 to 8. So I'll check that out, obviously. Want to thank him for participating. Thanks to everybody, and have a great evening, folks. Have a good evening, and we'll see you all tomorrow night. Thank you.